All of you have to learn something very, very important things. So whenever I tell the same thing about Om, don't think that I am saying the same thing. It looks as if I am telling about the same thing. But the what you have to learn about it is different. Be very clear about it. The Om, as I always want to tell, and you don't worry about the sounds of the trucks, because as a TJPS college lecturer, those who have seen it, we had such a road, a main road, and the children have to read examinations of BSc final year like that. So just forget about the sounds that are trying to defect you, difficult you. You try to understand what I am trying to tell you. I am telling you about Om. When you are coming into a college for the first class, you know to which degree you are going to get. The first BSc students, they know that they have to read for 3 years a minimum 3 annual exams, very important, because if that year examination is done, they have to sit again in the same class. On the first day of 3 years BSc's, the first thing you know that it is a 3 year course. For that you have to have some knowledge, you have some pratibha, so that you can sit in that class. That is what Parampuja Gurudev says, pratibha. Though the first thing in a class is, what do you know about the pratibha? What is the full name for it? Pratibha? Parishkar. That is what you have to know. You are body, you have body in a body, a physical body, a human body. By far, you are having a physical body, no doubt about it. And you know that such a beautiful physical body is the best when that is naturally done. That is what the yogis say. Very specially Sri Aurobindo says, it is best. The physical body is the most perfect and the best body. The nature can never give such a physical body to anyone, even if the divine people, the devatas want, if they want to do something, they have to come to a physical body. So that is the first thing which you have to learn, when I am trying to tell you it so many times, and I will go on telling it many times. Your physical body is best. Why best? If you know it correctly, you can never die in the physical body. That is the point. Now the scientists are very clear that 250 to 300 years life is a best thing for them to live. If they are able to live in 80 years or 70 years, you are fools. I am not talking about yogas. I am talking about doctors. The present day doctors say that your physical body is very, very, very useful for at least, it is not saying it is minimum, it is saying it is at least 250 years, 200-300 years. And do you know, we already say we are old when he is born one old boy. I don't know how you are thinking like that. When you say about in English, especially, when you take with your 1 year boy, what do you say? He is 1 year old. Oh, that is your foolishness. And because all are using it, you accepted that from the beginning you have born, you are already old. Be corrected. That is what I am telling to tell you. When you say what is your age, don't say I am 25 years old. When you say it, is it enough if you say I am 24 years? Why old? Because somewhere in your subconsciousness you think you are already old. That's the field. You don't know even that, because everybody is using it. Don't do it. Never use it. How many years? You give your age. You can say 120 years. What is the wrong in it? Gandhiji wanted to say 120 years. And he was ready for that. Specifically I am talking about it. Because someday, sometime when we are reading about evolution, I will tell you about the murders that happened to them. It has got its own prarabdha karma. It can be changed if you know the karmas. That's why I am telling this specifically. Those who are interested, make it as notes. Why? Because someday, sometime, if you remember this, you may make a question. That someday you are telling me that those who have been murders, it is because of their prarabdha karma. Is a part of it. And you know that nowadays, very easily you can jump into prarabdha karma by seeing films. That's where I am telling you about this. You think that prarabdha karma is very difficult because in a king's court, in a palace, you would have a dancer or someone to song and the public can never see it. But if Lata Mangeshkar is there to hear it, everyone in the world can see her, the best singer. Is it not a fact? The best music, the vocal, the voice is the best. And now it is not for the courts. I don't know which court it is, a king's court or a culprit's court, whatever it is. And now what are you using? That one, use it to live a fake to be a king. A prarabdha who had a king, he can only sing from such a melodious voice, is it not? And now, where is she? He is with you. And you don't even know your karmas. So why I am telling this? If you are able to hear the sins of Ghantasala, even now, the beauty of it is now also, his voice is there. Sushila, I think, P. Sushila. Asha Bhosle. Of that man, Mike Johnman, what, the dancer? Who died?
Michael Jackson.
You can hear his songs. don't know if I have correctly used the name, but he know, he is a crore dollars he knows because of his music. And you can hear it now in your home. Are you able to know one thing? What does it mean? You have that much wealth which only Chakravarti is used to have. Are you able to understand what I am telling? The karma about it? Only a Chakravarti, here in dancer, a music of that. And now, where is it? It is in your physical body. Am I not correct? And maybe when you go to a king's court, you have to use a perfect dress. Because when you go to a queen's court, can you go just like that? And now you can see it. God only knows where you are. Are you able to know that you are already a Chakravarti? I don't know if you can use it or not. That is your foolishness. You have to learn it. That's why I am telling you, when you are hearing this class, you have to read it unheard. Unheard. Whether you write it or you heard it. One lecture is not enough. You know what I am telling now? I am telling you about that is what I am telling you. In that I am telling you the first part, the physical part. And you are already a Chakravarti. You are not like that, that is your foolishness. And in many cinemas, I hear that a wealthy man, he wants into the common man, so he visits like a beggar. Am I able to tell you that many times the kings also, when they wanted to know about what is happening to the people, they always used to go in a beggar. Maybe we are all beggars like that. You are having that voice, that music for you, what a king could never have used it once. Can you ever think that in those princes, in Rajapath, Rajput princes, or our own kings, I don't know about them, that Dhyanadi people will be King Krishnadevanaya. What type of music they had and what music now you have. When they now hear that they had that type of chords, which is better? Their or ours? Their court is better? He's thinking it is better. He's of that time. He can't even such a musician to think like that. Do you know that a time like Lata Mangeshkar, do you think one in the Krishnadevara's life you have a music like that? I don't know. I never heard about it. She never heard about it. But now that Lata Mangeshkar is before you, and you think that that court is very great, that is how you think. That is your prarabdha. What can I tell you? Your prarabdha is like that. You are still thinking that those courts are good. But these have become their hotels. All these kings have become hotels. And you go there to eat. You can now physically, and you will still think that they are courts. Okay. It's all how you think about it. I'm telling about the physical body, and And naturally when I am talking about it, the food is very important. Without a food, you don't have a physical body. Is it not? Are you following what I am telling? For the physical body, you must have a physical body for food. Without food, you can live, but not with a physical body. You can use in other levels of consciousness. You don't need any food. But physically, do you know how to use your food? All of us are eating. God only knows. There are so many varieties. I think if someone wants to learn how many types of herbicides are there in the world, I think it is impossible. You can't do it. But you know that everyone eats food. No doubt about it. And you know that the food is always equivalent to your physical body. And that physical body, which is so important for your physical body, do you know how to use your food? God only knows. God only knows. But Bhagavad Gita 17th chapter, when she is telling about a war, the Gita was not telling in the home to give some disclose like this. It was a war. And there he took the importance of food in war very clearly. Very clearly, because it is very good important for warring. As simple as that. Could you ever think that Bhagavad Gita is meant for those who are warring, who are in battle? If you know about that, am I clear? In my language you are able to understand that Gita is meant not for a lecturer. It was for someone who was ready to fight. And do you think he should talk about food? I don't know. I think the grittiest idiotic fool is Krishna. At the time of battling, you tell us about food? I don't know whether we are fools or Krishna is fool. I think you are ready. Krishna is a fool. Because that is not Krishna's. We don't know his level of consciousness. Naturally, at least you accept that point. That the level of consciousness is much, 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 much higher level than probably Einstein. Don't think about us. Don't tell about Einstein. I am thinking of you. I am talking about the level of Einstein's brain or mind. What do you think? The brain and mind of Einstein is much better than Krishna? Or Krishna is great? And if you think that Krishna is great, and if you know that Krishna is Jagat Guru, at that time of warring, as a warrior, he tells them about food. He never cares about it. That every day, if you know that your life is a warring between life and death, because you are so ill, you never think what is happening in your body, you don't know the real battle that is going in your body. Every breath when it goes in, if that oxygen is not given to you, you die. You die, you are getting it because you are getting it. Is it not? Well, the oxygen goes in. then what happens? All your bad blood. Do you know how bad it is? Do you know it? You ask the doctor, he will tell you. In that bad blood, because of your breath going in, fights with it, literally. The pus it gets in your boils is nothing but your soldiers who gave their death for you. Is it not a fact? Don't you feel even that? That there are so many people in your body is dying for you every time you are taking that breath? We are fools and fools and fools. It is a battle that is going on every time when you breath in and when you get out. The enemies are gone. Again you are breathing. By every breath you are, because of this battle that is going in your body, you are able to. Are you able to know that a real battle is going on in your body? Just because you can't understand about it, you are an idiot because you are not learning it. You have to learn it. You are breathing. You think because it is it. That's why you die. Someday you are going to die because you don't know how to breathe. Because you don't know. People do pranayama. I never heard that the pranayama that you are getting into your body, that there is a Kurukshetra going on. A real Kurukshetra, literally. It is not a joke. Don't think that is just an examination. And an example, not examination. It is an exam. No, it is a fact. A real Kurukshetra. For whom? For Pandavas. Those who want to live. As simple as that. And you don't even know it. That your entire Kurukshetra is a war going between your healing, giving blood corpuscles and the germs or whatever you call it, the viruses or what you call them. Don't you think it is a fight? A real fight? You just don't know. What can I do? But the Jagat Guru knows the importance of it. He knows that you are because of your breath. And your breath is because of the food you are taking. And therefore, then you have to war. You should know what type of warring you are, is it not? You want to know when a yuddha is going on, whether you are going into like a physical military man or a navy man or a force man. So is it not important? When you are going to fight, don't you decide where the fight is best, whether it is in the physical, military, or those in the navy, or in the air? You just don't know how to use it. You never think about it. And that is why you don't know how to use your breathing. And for that, the food you are taking is important. And you just don't know, you just read about it. That's why I always to hate people. They read about these food. In battling ground to a military man who is going to die and fight, about him when the Jagat Guru is telling about the food, you don't even know how to eat your food. And to be honest, in many births I have taken food. I never cared about it. Today at 10:30 I knew the real meaning of eating food. That's why I am able to tell you, because I always tell you what I already understand. And now I am dared about taking food. You just can't eat what you want as easily as you want to eat. Because there is a Kurukshetra in you, the moment the breath is going in, the Mahabharata is ready. It is happening. If you don't know, what can I do? But now today at 10:30 a.m. today you put it. After many, many, many lives, I never cared about it. I never cared about it. Never. I never cared about food. But I was talking about all these people. And especially yesterday in the Shirdi's temple, I learned the prasada there. Not today, at 10:30 I understood it. That it is, whenever you are taking a food, it is a battle of whom? Of your breath. Your breath, you are really trying to die. Luckily, whatever your so-called blood, I don't know what to call them in scientists, whatever you call them, whether your vitamins, or your white corpus, so I don't know their technical names. But they are fighting, they are fighting. And what are you doing? About your own body, such a tremendous Mahayuddha is going on, and you just don't care about it. Well, I was one of you in many lives ago. Only today at 10:30 a.m. I got it, and now I am afraid. What to do? And of course, may I ask my specific people who are linked with, they know better than me, you please think about me. Especially to my mother. I don't know. I don't know also. How can I know? Do you know about this breathing linked with food and the battle that is going? You also don't know. I also don't know. I think probably the doctor also doesn't know. Maybe. Maybe he knows, but when he has not used it, why am I this is telling? I am talking about Om. In the Om, the first physical plane, if you know how to utilize the sound, when you see the Mandukya, I think unfortunately I know the shloka where the Mandukya says the importance of A. I don't know whether they can give that importance from Mandukya to Upanishad. But it says if you know the sound A, you become the conqueror of the world. That is what is written there. Just by using the sound A, the first letter of A, Mandukya Upanishad says, use A, you will become a conqueror on the world. Are you able to get it? Give me. Give me, I will read it. Put it here, I will read it. And you know these Upanishads and you don't know the sound A, thinker the world. Hell, we are all fools. Where is the shloka? Which shloka? Jagaritasthano Bahish Prajnaha Saptanga Ekona Vimshati Mukhaha Sthula Bhut Vaishwanaraha Pradhama Padaha. What does it say about the positive of doing it? He says it is very important. Avuka Seya Matmatma Vyakshara Mankaro ది మాత్రం పాద మాత్ర మాత్రశ్వర పాత్రాశ్చ పాద అకార ఊకరో ఉపకార ఇది జాగరతిస్థ వైశ్వనరోకార ప్రథమ మాత్రాప్తో రాదిమత్వాద్వా పోక్తి హవై సర్వాన్ కామాన్ ఇష్ట భవత్ ఏవ వేద. వాట్ డస్ ద మీనింగ్ సే? ద వైశ్వానర హూజ్ స్పియర్ ఈజ్ ద వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ ఈజ్ ద లెటర్ ఆ ద ఫస్ట్ ఎలిమెంట్ ఐదర్ ఫ్రమ్ ద రూట్ అప్ టు అప్టెయిన్ ఆర్ ఫ్రమ్ బీయింగ్ ద ఫస్ట్. He who knows this obtains verily all desires, also he becomes first. That's what the Rishi says. But you know, if you know how to use the use it. And do you know, without the word A, you cannot talk any letter. The beauty of it. Ka you speak because with ak, whatever is called, the A is there. If not, no letter you can use. And do you know with this A and all these things anyway, that's enough. I am not interested in that. Nor I am interested to make you experts by using the word A. But it can be done. If you have and read the Upanishads, you can learn. Anyway, what I am telling you, when you are reading about Om, you should know these three levels of consciousness in you. And all these things till today, till now, is only about the physical world. And the Mahabharata, which is coming with each breath going in and coming out. Are you feeling it even when I am telling you this? That when you are alive, the breath is going in and is coming out. You know about it even now. But do you know that in your body a Mahabharata is going on, and that is why you are alive? If not, you are dying. Are you feeling it? I don't know. At 10:30 a.m. today, I learned about it. And that's why I am telling you about that. But now, it has become a problem. What to do with that food? Yeah. I use it to my mother and two, because they have taken to me about many, many lives, whether they know it or not. And even now they are doing about me. At least I have this beautiful chance, a priceless chance, that I need not think about food, what to eat and what not to eat. But you have to think. Why I am telling all these things, do you know? I was telling you, in the first time when you go to the BSc, you have to learn for 3 years. And then of course there are so many other things to do. And when you are going to Om, you just say Om. You don't even know what you have to learn. At least know about the physical body. For today you think about it. And when I say, just stop thinking about my lectures. I want something from you to come in into the notes. You learn about it. There are so many verbs, so many things. And I am talking about the physical world, especially in the medical angle and food angle. Now you people delay the webs. And tomorrow I told you, your own web, printed notes. Don't go me on the physical. I want it physical. I don't know. So I think what I am going to tell you, I want you to know the real Om. The first thing is you should know about the physical body, and then the fight between the blood, then the blood breath goes in and goes out. And then tomorrow we will fight out the real Mahabharata on the Kama Yoga astral plane. If I am sure that you have understood the physical body, go to the webs. Naturally, you should know how to link with yourself so that if the same thing is printed, drowning down, what is the use? Printing out. So when you talk with them, you get some other aspect print out, some other will take other way. And then later we can give given something. Am I clear about what I want you to do? This is a very good thing. So always you should know that there are thought, emotional actions. And I want a thought, emotional actions. The first two letters, T-E-A-T, and that's the class.